What about aromatase inhibitors and DCIS? The B35 trial is studying anastrozole versus tamoxifen. Do you think there's any role for an aromatase inhibitor and DCIS outside a protocol setting? For example, in a patient who you don't want to give tamoxifen to?
I just got that question this week from one of our community oncologists. He had a patient who was in her 60s with DCIS who had had thromboembolic events in the past. He was very reluctant to give her tamoxifen because of those prior clotting events. And he asked me whether I thought an aromatase inhibitor was appropriate there. And I said that in my opinion, in that situation, yes, it would be appropriate because there is an indication for hormonal therapy and that that was a situation where I could support using the AI. Outside of that situation where there's a clear contraindication, I don't think it's yet appropriate to prescribe AIs for postmenopausal patients with DCIS. Now, the B35 trial has, as you know, just finished accruing over 3,000 patients, and I'm hopeful that within a few years, we'll be able to see results. I'll go out on a limb and predict that there's no reason to believe the aromatase inhibitor won't be more effective, because every time we've compared an aromatase inhibitor to tamoxifen, whether it's in advanced disease or in the adjuvant setting, the aromatase inhibitor is always more effective. So I would predict that the aromatase inhibitor should be more effective than tamoxifen in the setting of DCIS, but we'll simply have to await the data.
It'll be interesting to see, too, how bone plays out in this sort of second generation of trials. You mentioned that the first generation, attack, et cetera, really, we didn't know what to expect. There wasn't really no preemptive bone monitoring or bisphosphonate usage. I assume in these next generation of trials, there will be bone monitoring. What do you think we're going to see in terms of fractures?
I think the fracture risk will still be present, but I think it's not going to be nearly what we saw in either ATAC or BIG 198, because I think when you are aware of it, pursue it, look for osteoporosis, and treat it, the fractures should not be near the problem they have been in the past.